Blog Talk Radio.
It's me, it's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James, and by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A, double crooked letter, badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws, and you're listening to the VOC Nation, and if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Brisco, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and, of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And, by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOCNation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to The Morning After right here live on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. Brady Hicks here. I've got Granny. I've got Rat Boy. Granny, how you doing today?
Well, I'm actually doing pretty well. I'm multitasking. I had to run the board from my phone today because I am just about finished printing up 350 bulletins for our Moose Lodge, our monthly bulletin.
Oh,
so
boy.
I just about got them all printed, and I just ran out of toner as I almost got the rest of my bulletins almost printed. But I'm good, you know. I'm busy, but that's okay.
Yeah, it is busy. Listen, we're all going through some stuff. I'm glad to better busy than with nothing to do, right?
That's true.
Oh. Also joining us is the one and only Rat Boy. Rat Boy, my friend, you were trying to talk to me during the bumper. What's going on?
What's going on? Nothing. You know, it's got Facebook rumor stuff that I put up yesterday, and people are banging me. I said, well, I didn't hear it. I heard it from somebody else.
They're
pointing the finger at me right now, saying
that
I caused everything, huh?
Listen, are you talking about Big Slam?
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get to the bottom of it right now, because I posted the incorrect information, and I apologize to the family. Stro broke the news yesterday because he was told by a reliable source that Big Slam, a.k.a. Walt McDonald, had passed. Granny, like our Lord and Savior, Walt is still with us. Thank God. He's holding on.
Yes.
He's fighting. He is fighting. And we are all praying for him. You know, we were obviously very sad, but that was bad intel. That was bad intel. Stro got bad intel from somebody. I passed along Stro's bad intel. Rat Boy, you passed along, you know, my bad intel. I'm not saying that he's going to both pull through this. I think that we need to pray for the former crybaby Waldo. But, you know, he's fighting. He is fighting. He's still very much alive. So apologies to anybody that we upset with that. It really was well-intentioned that we're trying to keep people updated and let them know. But, yeah, sometimes it happens, Granny. Sometimes you get a bad
I know.
That's why I cringe every time Rat Boy tells me something, because I have to fact check it on the air.
But if I heard from WCW the Stroll, you know, I think it could be true. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think Stroll was misled in this case. He certainly didn't lie to us. So, but in any event, I'm glad that it's okay.
I'm bringing on Stro, guys. Hey, Stro. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
In any event,
hello,
I'm glad
everyone.
That it's okay. What's going on, Stro?
Hello. Hello, everyone.
I didn't
mean to interrupt the train of thought there.
No, you did.
No, it's fine.
I just wanted to say real quick, and then we'll kick it to you. You know, it's not that everything is okay with Walt, with Big Slam. We're certainly glad that he's still alive and that he's fighting. And he's got, believe me, this guy has a fighting spirit. If anybody can pull through this, it's him. I don't want to mislead people and make people think that everything is okay. But it's not as bad as we thought yesterday. You know, he's not gone, you know, but he is still in a lot of danger. He is still in a lot of danger, though, and he could use your prayers because.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, I just wanted to clarify that.
His wife is, for those of you who haven't gone into it yet, his wife has made a special tribute for him. So if you guys want to pay your respects on Facebook, you can.
Yes,
check it out when you guys get time.
There's also PayPal and Venmo links for anyone that wants to help the family, because I think money is definitely going to be an issue there. And I will be sure to include those with the show description for today, so people can click on those if they want to, contribute to Walt McDonald's fund. So, that's the big story today. We all found out the good news at the same time when we found out that we posted something that wasn't necessarily true yet. But, you know, thank God he's okay. I'll take the bad news.
Yeah.
I'll take the bad news on that, you know, because that somebody
told me if I don't take it down, they're going to ban me from Facebook and plus they're going to sue me.
What?
I don't know who's taking you that seriously.
Yeah.
Is that Albert? Because I know the last time you said he was dead.
I flushed everybody's Facebook out on my end for posting fake news.
I saw that.
I was so pissed.
Oh,
yeah. My God. I hate when you do that.
That is like, and there's no reason to think it. It's not like you can misunderstand that it's somebody who had no interaction with the family.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's.
I told him, I said, if I see it on my page, they're gone. They're history. I'm not putting up with that.
Hey, Stroh, if you talk to them, tell them that I'm very sorry, but I did take my post down.
Okay, if they come at me with it, Rat Boy, I'll definitely give them the memo.
Yeah.
Rat Boy, was it Albert that came after you? Because I know he got mad when you said that he died.
No, it was somebody named Pete. He used to work for DWF.
Okay. Okay,
thought that I passed away, right? And I was like, really? And I commented,
I'm here.
Like, oh, wow. Unbelievable.
I remember one year for April Fool's Day, Harry Barnett wanted me to report that he died for April Fool's Day. And I was like, I don't like the guy, so I'll do it. So I post it. And then he comes on right after I do it, making me look like a jerk, Stro. He kicked out at 2. So he told me he's alive. He announced that he's alive. So now I got Captain Dave, and I got all these like weirdos hitting me up telling me that I lied about Harry. I was like, no, he asked me to tell people. He reached out from beyond the grave to say he was dead.
Oh, yeah. I had some jerk on message me, too, saying, where'd you get your information from and all this? And that. Look,
yeah.
I was, you jerk. You know, what I mean, I says, look, man, I've known the guy for years, longer than you
right.
have. So who the hell
screw
you tell me anything? Yeah, right. Idiot.
Total idiot. Total idiot. Mm-hmm. Oh man. So let's see. It's kind of a quiet day. I saw Adam Cole got in trouble.
Oh no.
He told, you know that Pat McAfee, he does stuff for the WWE Network, and I guess Adam Cole, they had him, he was on his podcast or whatever, and at some point he didn't like the line of questioning, so he told Pat McAfee to F off. now, in my opinion, that's funny. I watch WWE Network sometimes, and I want to tell the guy to F off, so I thought it was funny, but I guess WWE wasn't too happy about it. We talk all the time about how these wrestlers, like, you can always tell the polish, Stro, of somebody who came from WWE or WCW. Because it's like, it's almost like they ingrain in you guys the proper way to talk to media, the proper way to do interviews, to conduct yourself, to represent the company, all that stuff, to represent wrestling.
Right.
You can tell when somebody's been on a TV company as opposed to, like, an indie. you know? And Adam Cole acted like he was in an Indian in that case, but he's a good guy, and I'll forgive him, because like I said, I didn't listen to the interview, but I know Pat McAfee is kind of like, or McAfee is kind of like a little aggressive with stuff, and I don't necessarily care for him, so I thought it was fine.
Yeah.
Ratboy, the amount of times I wanted to tell you to F off, man.
Well, then say it then. F off then.
Get the F out. And then and that wasn't the end of it, Granny. So now Triple H goes on the Pat McAfee show to talk about Adam Cole. The thing is a big old mess. Triple H
Happy
ended
birthday,
up telling
Hunter.
Him to go F himself. No, I'm only kidding. Is today his birthday?
Happy birthday, Triple H. It was yesterday.
Oh. Okay. yesterday was also the 21-year anniversary of Triple H teaching Trish Stratus the Hammerlock on Raw. Of course, you remember Stephanie walked in. Almost cost them their marriage, if I remember.
That's a classic.
As if
it was Sonny Ono's birthday too, Brady, yesterday.
Oh, good. I love Sonny Ono. I saw.
That's my girl, Sonny.
Sonny's great. No, not your girl. Sonny Ono.
Oh, Sonny Ono. Oh, okay. No,
you're talking about Sonny Duo.
Oh, no, my. Go.
I know.
Okay, you're not talking about Sonny.
I know what you meant. Yeah, so Triple H. Yeah, that was funny though. He taught Trish Stratus the Hammerlock. It almost ended the marriage, almost as if to say, Granny, that drugging her and taking her to Las Vegas to elope when she isn't conscious, that didn't ruin the marriage, but teaching Trish Stratus a Hammerlock did. Gotta love the.
Go figure, right?
Yeah, seriously.
You know, I'm really.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, guys. You know, my husband, we have a friend that likes to tease me a lot, and he'll call my husband and say, well, I saw some guy taking her out with her, and David says, well, I hope he buys her dinner, you know, because I don't have to.
Hope she don't come home hungry. Hope she don't come home hungry.
Well, hey, you know, we pulled a gag on a really good friend of ours. One day I saw my friend Greg somewhere, and David and I were out for dinner one night, and David says, babe, what's Greg's phone number? So I gave him Greg's phone number, and he dialed on his phone, and he didn't recognize David's voice. And he says, is this Greg Squirrel? And Greg says, you know, yeah, how can I help you? He says, well, you were out with my wife today. And Greg's like, started backtracking, and David started laughing. He says, Greg, don't you know who this is? He says, it's David. It's Granny's husband. He says, like, whew, I'm safe. I mean, he thought he was with some guy's other woman.
Wow.
Oh.
That's something.
The things that my husband likes to do. When we were dating, my husband says, I only agitate you because I like you. I said, well, baby, you must love me a lot then, because he agitates me all the time. Kind of like you guys do, you know. You agitate me all the time, Brady, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
Stroh's not so bad. Stroh loves Granny. You know, he's one of my biggest fans. He's not so bad, but Brady, sometimes I wonder about you.
Yeah, I'm a lot like that, except I won't buy you dinner. You know, that's the difference. So.
I know. Well, Stroh would buy me dinner, though, wouldn't you, Stroh? You'd buy me dinner, wouldn't you?
I'd love to. I'd love to.
See, Stroh's a gentleman, Brady.
I'd take you to Le Golden Arches, and you could have anything off the top menu there.
Ah, okay.
McDowell's.
Oh, crap.
You take it to McDowell's.
I forgot my wallet, though, Granny.
Yeah, like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
I better hide my wallet right now.
I'll order it for you and then run out.
Yeah. Brady.
I'm really excited about McIntyre and Randy Orton for SummerSlam, rather.
Yeah, that is exciting. Yeah. I think it's going to be good. Randy Orton, it's so strange because like he's getting older now, but like he is turning the best work in his career. I think I always was a huge fan of the Legend Killer stuff when he was doing it early on. I actually disliked the Viper. Like, I thought the Legend Cooler was, like, such a cool thing. The fact that he's come full circle and he's doing that again, it's such a psychological thing. I really enjoy it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like these are his best matches since when he was, like, fighting Mick Foley and stuff.
Oh, yeah. What a feud that was.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, or like the that world title match that he had against Chris Benoit at SummerSlam, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing work. The Undertaker match, the one that I was sure was going to end the streak when he fought the Undertaker at WrestleMania 21, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
Such good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So SummerSlam should be good this year. I haven't heard a lot about the matches and stuff, but trying to think. So Sasha Banks is the women's champion, right? That's
they're on top of the world.
Did you notice the colors that she was wearing?
Wait, no, I didn't look at her clothes, no.
Okay, they were red, white, and blue with the stars and all. She looked like a Tennessee Titan woman. That might give you a little hint who's going to win the NFL next year in the Super Bowl.
First of all.
Rat Boy, the fashion consultant. Nice.
Yeah. First of all, the Titans wear, like, powder blue and, like, dark blue and yellow. What do you mean red and blue?
No. Look at their helmet.
They have a little red on the helmet. They have a little red on the helmet, yeah.
Sure she's not a Patriots fan?
Yeah.
No.
What are you saying? Football's a work?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not winning anything.
See, I think she's representing the football team the way she was looking at us, like, with the stars and the little horns and all.
If they play, and I still think it's a big if, because I'm pretty sure all the sports are going to have to cancel before this is over.
Mm-hmm.
But if they do play, I think the only thing they're going to win, Rat Boy, is a trip to the emergency room for Derrick Henry, because he's the only guy on that team that's playing. they literally send out 10 guys to block and Derrick Henry to run.
Oh, man.
And so,
Andrade and Angel defeated the Viking Raiders and Ricochet and Alex Alexander.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's tit-for-tat booking. You know, you mentioned red. I wanted to mention, before I forgot, all red, everything is back. Eva Marie is... she's hosting a show about women wrestlers. And
cool.
I'm trying to see where this is. I guess it's on Facebook. So she's not really back. She's doing a Facebook video. Never mind. I read the news story and I thought
Vince
she was back.
I wonder why Vince could have done that for her, you know what I mean? Have her host a women's wrestling event.
Yeah, you would think. She had the personality. My favorite part of Total Divas for a long time was her.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was great.
Yeah. Granny, I heard a rumor you're going to be on Total Divas Season 19. Is that true?
All right.
Well, that's, hey, yeah, I've not gotten that memo yet, Brady. So, you know, if it is, nobody's told me yet. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Can you imagine the Bella Twins oohing on over Granny?
I could.
I am what I am, but I'm not beautiful like those Total Divas are, okay? I am what I am. I'm nobody special, but nobody told me I'm going to be on Total Divas. If I am, then it's a secret because nobody sent me that memo.
Bella's be like, oh, Granny, you so beautiful. Yeah, girl, you do your thing. Oh, yeah.
Granny could be the new Golden Girl.
A what?
A Golden Girl.
A Golden Girl? Hey, that's what I call my friend, the Golden Boy, Greg Anthony. I call him Golden Girl, so I can't be a Golden Girl.
So,
oh, okay.
So, So Total Divas, season 19, episode 1. Here's the show description. I just pulled it up. Granny's big time, and she doesn't want to admit that she's part of the show now.
I'm not, guys.
It says, Granny and Naya go to a valley party. Bella's deliver babies in the same room at the same time. Natalia complains about something.
Wow.
That's the show. You didn't go. I'm only kidding, Granny. I'm just messing with you.
I know you are, Granny. I know you're going kidding. I know you're only kidding.
Except you're not getting the hot dog.
Like I said, I didn't get that memo if I was part of that show, you know.
They've been secretly recording you for months. Rat Boys are cameramen.
Oh yeah. Nobody told me a thing, you know. So we'll have to wait and see how that just all turns out.
Rat Boys are saving us.
Yeah, exactly. Oh man.
I think that's about it. The WWE lost another eye last night.
A new eye?
And they lost an eye last night.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Alexander Black lost his eye.
I hope he finds it.
It's an eye for an eye for an eye. Oh, wow. Look at that. You got three eyes.
I was just reading a story that since Paul Heyman got let go from Raw, WWE doesn't, or at least Vince McMahon doesn't care as much about, as Ratboy would say, Alexander Black. So he's not, they don't have the same plans for him now, you know, because he was a major focus under Paul Heyman and he's not going to be now. They said he might even take some time off TV. They might move him back down to NXT or they might just kind of revamp him. You know, like give him a new look or something. It's a shame because he's got potential. I'm not the biggest fan of like the personality, but I think in ring he's top notch. You know, I enjoy watching his matches.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Who's next to knock on my door? I love that part when he always said that.
You know what I would do, Rat Boy? I would knock on the door and then hide around the corner when he opened it.
Yeah. Not me. I would stand right in front of him. I said, I'm knocking now. Come on, let's do it.
Wouldn't it be funny if one time like he gets a knock on the door and he opens it and it's Vince McMahon? And then Vince just starts like yelling at him and Alexander Black like just kind of ends up like kind of cowering in the corner?
Well, Vince,
that wouldn't be funny. That would be hard.
No. When Vince knocked on his door, he opened it up. Vince going to say, "You're fired."
Hopefully not. I don't want to kill the character. I actually think the persona is great.
Because you never know.
Yeah.
It might happen.
I just hope Aleister Black doesn't become a pirate now.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, I'm out.
Or like, or who was that guy? Wasn't it on Austin Powers, Joe? He had like the big eye and like the.
Yeah.
He had like the headband Eagle. With the eye. Yeah.
Yeah. Like young Frankenstein.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Master, whatever you say, Master.
Yes. What else we got, Rat Boy? Anything else?
That's it. There's only no news out today.
That is it. Granny, you got anything?
Oh, the Street Profits got a new name for one of Ivar's moves. They named it last night. It's called the Love Splash.
Yeah. I think it's great that they brought back his independent thing. Because he was doing that on the Independents where all the ladies thought he was cute. I think it's great.
There is one more thing that we There's one thing that we didn't talk about Big E. He's the only one from the New Day now. I think they're going to give him a big push to let him go for a championship belt.
What, did Kofi get hurt?
Yeah.
Looks
like I didn't hear that. Well, hopefully he gets a big push. Hopefully he doesn't just disappear.
Yeah, like Woods and Kobe Kingston, they're both out now. Big E's up by himself now. I can't wait till Friday to see what they got planned for him.
Probably the same stuff he always does, just in a singles match now.
Yeah.
You gonna clap for him, Rat Boy?
Huh?
You gonna clap for Big E?
Yeah, I always like Big E for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's cool.
Yeah. I like
so
him too.
Big E is the man. He's the real man there, and he deserves a big push like everybody else.
Well, I do think it'll be interesting to see, and we'll probably talk about that tonight on In the Room, where tonight we're going to have a very special guest, an independent wrestler, Gabby Ortiz, and I guarantee you, I can virtually guarantee you, kind of like we used to talk about like Deonna Purrazzo, like or Tessa Blanchard, Gabby Ortiz is somebody who's going to be around for a long time and is going to make a lot of money in the wrestling business. Just a beautiful, talented girl, and I cannot wait to sit down with her here tonight. So Gabby Ortiz joining us on the program tonight. That's at 9 Eastern on VOCNation.com. You can also call in 914-338-1885. 3 hours earlier, actually, Shelly Live with Shelly Martinez, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, talking about her life and taking your calls as well. Different phone number for that one, 657-383-1666. If you ever forget the numbers, you can always go to VOCNation.com and click on the Listen Live link and find the number there to call in and interact with the great hosts of VOCNation.com. Be sure to check out the T-shirt store, ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation, or visit VOCNation.com and click on the Pro Wrestling Tees link. 10 great designs there, more on the way, and be on the lookout because some of the designs are going to be kick-ass for sure. That's about it, I think. Go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and a great review if you can. It helps us grow. Don't forget advertising available for as low as $25 a week. We got advertisers coming in the next couple weeks. The first contract is underway. And I'm so excited to be able to do that because it's more money to help keep the network free for all of you. So, everybody, I hope you continue to enjoy everything that VOC Nation offers each and every day of the week right here on VOCNation.com. I think that's it, Granny. That's it
okay.
Until Rat Boy yells, I got something.
No. Yeah.
Big love, y'all.
I guess I'll take you guys, man.
Peace out.
Have a great day, everybody.
See
ya. Bye-bye, everybody.
Hey, goodbye, this is Total Package. Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated, Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there, too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then pregnant.
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation, Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey Podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Steins of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.